Salocher is chayevis b'chala. It's like a chayev b'chala. V'yei nifselis b'tzvuyayim. And if it's tzvuyayim, it's not only compulsory. Tiber Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Poitra, they say, no, it's potem in a chala. So Rashi says, Chayim b'chala b'lo yamina, we don't say b'truma p'teres lo, v'avagav b'trum enachayas b'chala, b'demas chayim b'chala. My time in Dimu is only the Rabbanu no, the Midirais the Chal betray bottles. Yeah, the Midirais the tank of the Truma's bottle. So therefore, since Midirais is so chulin, therefore it's as far as Chayim b'chala. Because then if it would have been real Truma, we put them in a chala. But then we all Chayevus b'chalam, because Midirais the tank of the Truma's bottle arrived. And therefore it's only Midirabon, and therefore it's Chayim b'chala. And at the end, the cell doesn't come possible, but free on the same sphere, because Midirais the Truma's bottle arrived, doesn't become possible. These are the words of Rameh and Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yisrael and Shimli held enough fortune in a challah. So what's like this? Saru, we thought like this. There was held enough Memzai number Aleph now. Saru, we thought like this. That man, the Yomit Shum, the Uraisa, whoever holds Shum, this man is there, the Uraisa, the Chal is also the Uraisa. Or man, the Yomit Shum, the Rabbanan, the Chal is the Rabbanan. So like this. The Yomit Bishlem, the Sub Rabbi Yisrael. Chalab is man is there, is the Rabbanin, it's very good. Is also the Mu of the Rabbanin, the Malka, Chalab the Rabbanin, since the Chiyab Chalab is only with the Rabbanin anyway, and here this Bimua, mid Rabbanin, this Truma that's fell in is not bottled, mid Rabbanin, therefore it has the same Truma on it, therefore it's Potem in a Chalab. That's very good, Rabbi Yisrael, you Potem in a Chalab. But El, buddy, if you want to tell me that Chalab the Raisa, that Chalab the Raisa is man is there, that's a kasha of Yosi. Also, the mood Rabbanim after Chalab the Raisa. How could it be this? The mood is only the Rabbanim. Does me the Raisa, the Truma that falls into this dough is bottom right? It's only the Rabbanim that it's awesome. It's only the Rabbanim that it's Truma. So how could the Rabbanim that it's Truma part of the Chiyuv Chalab the Raisa? Samar says no. The Duma may be really sorry. Yosi holds that Truma is man is there. Attack is the Raisa. And really, the Chal is only the Rabbanin. So could be it's not totally Zeb is there. Maybe Truma Bizman is there, Tak is the Raisa. The Kedusha Shniya is not Botla. But still, Chal is only the Rabbanin. Why is that? Ukadahande Rafuna, Bred Rabbi Shua. Like he answered back, the Yom Rafuna, Bred Rabbi Shua. Ashkachtim the Rabbanin, found the Rabbanin the Bey Rav. In the Rabbi Samedish, the Yasvi, come, they sit down and say like this. That I feel the man, the Yom Truma Bizman is there, the Rabbanin. Even one said, my Truma Bizman is there, the Rabbanin. But Chal the Raisa. That's what one man, the Yom, said. That Chala is not telling Kedusha as Oretz, still it's Chayiv Midiraisa. Sherei Sheva Shekiv Sheva Sheva Shechoku, there's Chayiv B'Chala, but there's Chayiv B'Maisa. That's one Svarim. That the first 14 years the Chayiv Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the seven they were conquering, and serving of Chalukah, so then it was not Chala the Kedusha yet, so they were put them in Atruma, but still the Chayiv and Chala. So you see, Chala is not telling Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, that's all the Mitzvah is being in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one Svarim. But it says, Rabbi Huni answered back and said, no, I would say this, that I feel the man, the Yom, the Truma, the Zman, is there, the Raisa, even if you want to say no, that Truma, the Zman, is there, the Raisa, the Kedusha, Shniya, was like Botla. Still, he also swore, Chala, the Rabbanan, Chala could only be with the Rabbanan, the Zman, is there. That's Rabbi Yosi swore. What's the reasoning? To tell you, we learn like this, Eibah, Vayachim, the Apostle said, Vayachim, Vayachim, by Mice, by Chala, when you come into Israel. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Mishenichnus Olo Shnayim Mishosh Mlagnum, and two or three Mlagnum come into Eretz Yisrael, right there in the Chayiv and Chala. Talmud Lev, it says, No, Bevayachem, Loshna Bevias Kulchem, or Matib, Le Bevias Mitzaschem, that when you Chayiv and Chala, only the whole Klaisol, a word Klaisol, is in Eretz Yisrael. The Chayasiknu Ezra, like Kula Solak, when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael a second time, he did not go up with the whole Klaisol. Therefore, you put them in a Chala. Therefore, could be Rabbi Yosef Taka holds that Bizman is there, Truma is the Uraisa Taka. Because Dusha Shniya was light bottler. Therefore, Truma is Chamed Uraisa. And just as a saw, the reason why you put them in a Chala over here is because Chala is only Midrabbanan. Because you need Vias Kulchem to Mechayiv in Chala. Therefore, since in the Rabbanan, the Truma is not bottler, so therefore it has the same Truma on it. Therefore, no Truma is put them in a Chala, therefore you put them in a Chala over here. According to this, it could come out that Rabbi Yosef holds really that Truma Bizman is there, the Uraisa. Is so how could Rabbi Yosi say before that a cotton mufla samaglish he can make truma? And the mind of pshat is the maskon is the rabbi that we old mufla samaglish is midiraisa. That midiraisa when a boy when he's 12 years old and one day if he makes a neder and makes truma and he knows what he's doing it's chal midiraisa. Therefore it's good what the bryce before said that it's mufla samaglish when he makes truma tak is chal. Even though we hold that truma bizman is there is midiraisa. Now the Mishnah says, Moshol Mosh Lachachom the Isha. That the Chomim spoke about how an Isha develops, and they gave an example like this. there it's called pogo, then it's called the boichu, then it's called vitzamel. These are three stages how an isha, a girl, it grows. First pogo, that means an unripe fig. Then boichol, that's a fig like its early ripening stage. And then vitzomal, that's called a ripe fig. So like this, pogo means unripe. The Mishnah says, oida tinoike, she's still a young girl, nothing's developed yet. That's called like an unripe fig. Rashi says that means she'en lo simin loy bedotim, she has no simon, not by her breasts, and v'loy disar, not by your hair. Then the next thing is a boichum. So Rashi said, that's kesheprii godu ksas, when the tree starts to grow a little bit. So the Mishnah says, elu yamei naris. That's the zman which comes to Nara, when she's 12 years old, till 12 and a half. So Mishnah says, bezu v'zu, by both of them, omru, that's halacha. It was said that Aviyah, the father of this daughter, is akoy b'mitzvah Yosef. She finds anything, the mitzvah goes to the father. For ma'is yodev, if she does any work, the paycheck goes to the father. Raforos nedorev, she makes a neder, the father can be made for it. That's kozuman, she's a nara. What's going to be tzomal? That's when she becomes ripe. We'll soon see what those simonim are. And then, kivan shebogrin, she comes to begeris. That's usually when she's 12 and a half years old. Then shuv ein lavi rishus, but then the father has no more rishus over. Then the matzias and maisi yadayim belongs to herself. Now, Ezel Simon, what's the sign to say that she's a begeris already? What's the mark? So Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoyna Mishiyala HaKomet. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, when there appears like a wrinkle, tachas adad, underneath the breast, like the breast starts to form, like fold over a little bit, like there's a wrinkle underneath the breast. That's the simin of a begeris. Rabbi Akiva Voima Mishayatu Adon. Akiva says no. When they start to hang down, when the breast starts to hang down, that's a simin of a begeris. Ben Azi says, Ben Azi Yomer Mishayashkar Hafitumas. He says when the darkening of the ring around the nipple, like, when it darkens there, that's a simin she's a begeris. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kadesh Yenoisen Yodel, like it's like a person puts his hands on the nipple, and it sinks in, and it slowly rises out again. That's a simen when she's a begeris. That's the simen of Lashon HaMishnah. That's called a tzemel. Now the Gemara says, pogo, what's this Lashon of like a pogo, an unripe fig? So the pasuk says, like the fig tree puts four green figs, that's unripe figs. Boichel, the Mishnah says that's the beginning of the ripening stage. Only Yimehanorim, because not like we learned, Hatenim, these figs, Misha Yavchilu, when they start to ripen, that's Talocha, that's when the Chayiv Maisa. Misha Yavchilu, Yomer Rav Avachon Rabbi Omer Rav, Misha Yalben Roshayim, when the top of it starts to become ripen, the top of it becomes, the tips of it grow white. If you want, mehochon this pasuk, fatik sonavshi behem, that his soul became impatient of them, of the gam navsho bocho bocholo, and the wadin, his soul also became hating of it, because lashon of bocholo, lashon of what, right? Bocholo bay. Then it says tsemo, command the yomo yot samalaya. When it says lashon of tsemo, that means that come forth completely. That's like a ripe fig. Then it says, "V'yezel simon Rabbi Yosef Liliyom Mishiyala Komet." When it starts to have a wrinkle over there, Omer Shmuel. So Shmuel says like this: "Loi Mishiyala Hakomet Mamish." Not that the mamish appears a wrinkle over there. Ela Kedesha Tachsa Yodeli Acharia. Rather means to say, when putting her hands behind her, then veniros kimish yala kometakas adad. Then it looks like there's a wrinkle beneath the breasts. As that's enough. As you have to like put her hands behind herself, then it looks that way. That's enough. So more so like this. Shmuel bodik biyamse. Shmuel examined his own slave. For yoyiv lo dalet zuzi to mei boishtor. He checked her to see if she has simona naris. Even though he embarrassed her, so he had to pay her 400 zuz for the embarrassment. Moshe says Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes on his own time. The Yom Shmuel says, "Liyolim b'em tavoidu," that you always have a right to work with them. It means lavoidu nesartem lo labusha. They want to give them to work and not to give them embarrassment. So if we had to pay them for the embarrassment that he gave them, Father Gemara says, Shmuel miyachad lehem. Rashi says in Shiv Chosov miyachad la'anoshim avodiv. He used to set aside his shivcha to a special slave. V'yeinu mafkiru mishum boishis. He didn't want to start mafkiru, not to be mavayish them, mishum boishis. So rather, used to have each one have their own separate, like a male to live with. Rav Nachman Machler, Rav Nachman now changed him around. Rashi says, Shal zeh bezeh v'yeinu makbir al b'shosan. Nachman was a makbir to mavayish his own slaves, his own shivchas. He let her live one night with this every woman of a different effort. Rav Shesh just mosel him liyavr. Shesh give him over to Arvr, to the Arovim, to the Arabs. Rashi says, Mavke shevchaisel avoyim. V'noi ben istam noi the minim hefker. As long as they became pregnant, they'll have more slaves because of that. V'yomalu azdu ritmi Yisrael. You should just tell like his shvachas, be careful not to live with the Jews. As long as they're living with another guy, it didn't bother them. He was a mafka them. The equal was they should become pregnant, so they'll have more ashva, more avodim. Rabbi Yosi remit mishnas on Rabbi Yosi shir. That was the last year you put in the ukitz and it goes in. So we ask the question: my ukitz? What does the mishnah mean to say you put in on the ukitz? So Mora says: Omar Shmuel ukso shodad. It means like the nipple of the breast. You press down over there, if it stays down a while, that's the symmetry of a begeris. Tell the Rabbanim, Eilu hein simoni begeris. These are the simonim that say she's a begeris, that she's already gedolah completely, she's 12 and a half years old. And she has these simonim. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Misha yiskash shishku hadodim. When the breast like begin to shake, that's the simon that she's a begeris. Reb Yechem Abruk Reimer, Misha yachsif rosh hachoytim. He says no. When the top of the nose grows white, Sorosakashi Mishiachsa, when it turns white, as Kunalo, she's very old at that. That's not a good age to say she's a Begeris. That's a much older stage. And the rat like this, Amravashi, Mishiachsul Rosh Hachoitim. Means when it starts to split, when the Rosh, I'm not sure what the Rosh Hachoitim means, Rosh of the nose, when the size of meaning Mishiachsul Linokev, Kishira Kishimafutsum, Thomas goes back on the Dodim over here. Rosh Hachoitim Tai says, Pirchik Kunshvitz, Sofik, Tala Yisparish, doesn't say clear what it means. Tazir also means, Dumi Didad, Gavidad, like the first Yachim, Mashapirish Biesrik. Skits, when it starts to split over there, that's the Simon to say she's a Begeris. Rabbi Yaisi Yamim, Mishetake for a Torah. Rashi says, it means, Shagod Lukets, like the nipples grew wide already. Viyavu Mukhav HaTorah goes around, it's HaTorah. Shiura, that's a simin that says she's a bageris. Narab Shimon Ayma Mishenis Mayich.